That's all we can do, right?
Everyone thinks we're crazy.
That's okay. They can think that all they want to.
All right. So we're live.
Hello. Hello, hello, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Hey, hey, hi. Hey, hey, hey. Hi, hi. Hey, sorry. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. Hi. Ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do. What's up, Big Rick? Ooh. We're being crazy in here this morning.
Like we're gonna be supposed to here. You motherfucker.
Oh. I love it when that happens. It makes me laugh. Hi, Dina Joe. Hi, Rick. What else we got in here? Did you play our thing?
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Oh, it's the swallow.
Your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause hey, the swallows.
I did it. I did it.
That's funny. A giggle, giggle, giggle. What is happening?
Swallows are here.
Yes, we're here. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a hump day edition, midday hump day,
hump day.
Edition. Talk hump about day. Starting it right straight up. It's noon.
Noon, it is?
Yeah, right wow. Now. You seem surprised.
I am.
You have no concept of time.
No. I've been in my room all morning since you left.
You know what's fun is
I can see the computer.
What? What do you mean?
I can see everything on there.
Oh, you can see everything?
All the words.
Oh, because your new glasses.
I got me new glasses. Shayna got some new eyeballs.
So you're just showing off at this point with your eyeballs.
That's right. I'm just going to point out everything I can see with my eyes.
How much do you think you can see?
Everything.
Whoa.
Well, I was having trouble seeing up close because my eyes are aging.
What?
I'm not, but they are.
You're hitting your 20s.
So, I got me some new specs, and they got a bifocal in them. You never had
Which
that before.
It's weird, right? It's got to be weird to say that.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
I just duck.
I got a bifocal.
Yeah, I love new glasses. They're so great. You get so excited, you know? Except for when you wear them for the first, like, I don't know, hour. I feel kind of weird because they're a different prescription.
Right.
Luckily, my far away vision didn't change very much, but unluckily, my up close vision changed quite a lot. So it's nice to see.
Well, I don't wear glasses, so I can't relate.
And they're nice. They're black. I went with a thin black wire frame this time instead of the plastic frame like I had been wearing.
It is different to look up at you because it does look different. Okay, I've done all my sharing.
I look different.
I know you look like Shayna, but you know what I mean, in a sense that they're not the glasses I've been looking at for the past couple years.
Yeah.
And not like even more so because it's a different style altogether.
Yes.
All right. We've got Big Rick. We've got No Nonsense.
What was that? DB? Oh, I can't even read those. That's nice.
What?
Little tiny ones.
Oh, wow. You can read all that now?
Yeah.
Oh, no more complaining. You can't see it.
Right.
No more like, why can't I see it?
Yep, exactly. Excellent. Hi, Josie.
Well.
Oh, hi, Nymph.
I just got a gift.
Who else is in there? Roll down real quick.
I rolled down.
I didn't get
you got Nadia. You got Josie.
Jessica, Sweet.
Sweet Cherry? Oh, she's new. Oh, I mean, she's split on
No, she's up there. You keep going too fast. Oh, my gosh.
All right. There's Nadia,
mm-hmm.
Josie,
mm-hmm.
Jess Duck, Under Jesta. It's not me doing it. It's doing it itself. You're more than welcome to have the mouse.
I know how you use your mouse.
It clicks. One click. Classic Cupcake. One click. Mita. One click. Dina Joe. Big Rick. Lady Bird. No Nonsense. DB. R. Whatever she was. Hot Cherry. Split. Yo, Bam Bam. Bam Bam. Buka Yam. Yam Hog. Whatever the hell that means.
So tell me, right before we came down to start the podcast, the doorbell rang.
Ding dong.
We thought it was for masks, but
it was not.
It was for
a gift.
A gift.
It was a gift for you and I, and you haven't seen them yet.
No.
So it's our friend. His name is Joe. Joseph.
Right.
His name is Joseph. He goes by Joe. Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mr.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
He was the one who was doing the fire at Halloween.
He is our, yes, fire spinner extraordinaire. What is that called? Moy? Poi?
Poi.
Along with Marlon is also our poi man.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Joseph has been doing it longer. He was like Marlon's mentor.
Oh, right.
That's
he turned him on.
Yeah, I think that was Marlon's mentor. So in my hand. He gave Marlon a coin, and I was like, that's a sweet coin. He's like, oh, yeah, cool. I'll bring you some sometime. And I said, cool. So then he bought us some coins as a gift and brought them to us. And I'm going to show them to you right now. So here we have heads, which you would think would be tails, right?
Because
it's got the eagle on there, and it says United States of
$1.
America. Mm-hmm. $1, right? But then you flip it over, and that's really the tails. Because what do you have there?
I have a naked woman on her knees in a chair. Uh-oh. Showing me her butt.
Yeah, that's America. Right there. And when it says E Pluribus Unum.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. 1881.
That's right. This one is different.
Awesome. Oh, she's a gun.
That one's more you.
Yeah, she's sitting there all sassy naked with a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't fuck with me, big guys.
She's naked. She's got her legs crossed, sitting on an old like wooden chair. Holding a six shooter.
Oh, very fun.
Right? And looks like a revolver. Yeah. Like a
I'm Mary
shooter.
Poppins.
So those are the official Everything Swallow podcast coins now.
I love it.
And here's something even cooler. I am friends with a guy on Facebook and his name is Heath.
Okay. Right?
Never met him. I don't know him personally, but he takes coins.
Oh, it makes them into rings.
Makes them into rings. It might be pretty cool to have this coin because then on the inside, you could have the naked lady would be on the inside
right,
of the ring.
Right, and the outside would be the eagle.
And the outside would be the eagle. I don't know how he does it, but it's pretty sweet. That might be kind of fun to do. We'll check into that.
Sure.
I'm going to try and track that guy down.
Mary Poppins. I started coloring in my book the other day. I don't know if you heard it when I said that yesterday.
Night.
I know, but she came in the room late, so I didn't know if she heard. I wanted her to know.
You started with the. You should go get it for the camera.
Oh, I could.
Yeah.
What is that? I think another friend of mine knows him too. Oh, Sean's gonna try to show it. I can't see it.
Nope, too close.
I can't see the camera.
Oh, well.
You're the controller of everything.
It's over here, though.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, pull it out a little bit. It's blurry. Can't really see it. Go up close again. Oh, too close. Back. Right there. Yep. That's the girl in the chair. Too close. Too close. I can't see it at all. It's all black. There we go. Now we can see her. Yep. Yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. Just so you know, we are doing a live video. That's what Sean is doing right now. He is trying to show the camera.
Oh, right. Yes, we have a camera. You go live on Facebook if you'd like. We are live on YouTube as well. And we're also live on Restream if you would like. Thank you for watching, listening, and paying attention. So it is Wednesday. Back to normal world is happening.
Right?
Uh-oh, batteries fell out. The world is kind of going back to normal. I saw a lot of traffic out there.
Man, a lot of traffic.
When I was on my way to the workplace this morning, and that was early. You know what I mean? So when there's a lot of traffic at 3:30 in the morning, you know it's getting back to normal.
Right.
Which so you can expect a lot more traffic.
Sure, sure, sure.
Did you get
your cake, Sean?
My
no.
I fucking forgot all about my cake.
I did too.
I'm gonna get it now.
I'm gonna make it right now. We're gonna make it right now. Damn it.
No, I forgot that we had even discussed a cake.
I have not been this busy in so long.
And I did not get one.
I barely got the laundry folded that you washed yesterday this morning.
I did. Now listen, that was on me. I should have folded it. I know that I want to take all kinds of accolades.
Classy. What the actual fuck? How do you forget cake? But, I am slacking so hard, you guys.
I pretty much dropped the ball on the lamest part of doing the laundry.
Yeah, folding it and putting it away. Yeah,
putting it in the machine and sticking in the other machine and stuffing it in a basket. You're, sure, a monkey can do that. It's the folding that sucks ass. Oh, look, it's Heathers.
It's the double Heathers. It's
dueling Heathers.
Ooh.
Wow.
And they're both so fun.
They are fun.
Oh, Tommy Boy has just joined.
Hi, boy.
Oh, it's not a fat guy in a little coat.
Well,
is that in the Tommy Boy movie?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, right. So,
Black,
what are you doing?
Nothing.
You can't just not.
I can too, just not. Well, I just realized that we have a lot of people on Facebook that are being ignored.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I did.
Well, good.
I just realized it anyways, and so I figured I should just say hi to them. Veronica's watching, and Mary's watching, and Emily is watching. Erica.
They're starting a Heather Club.
What the hell's a Heather Club?
The Heathers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, or red scrunchies.
weren't the Heathers mean?
Oh, there was that movie Heathers.
Yeah, the Heathers, and they were a bunch of bitches, right? And then they made the
They were mean. They put them in the ground and played croquet off their heads.
Yeah, yeah. Which one is it that had the book? That had Lindsay Lohan in it, and there was
Mean Girls, where they have the hate book.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but Heathers is with Christian Slater and Winona Ryder. And Winona becomes a Heather.
Oh, yes, Winona. And she's evil. Yeah. She's evil Winona. That's before she becomes a shoplifter, right?
Yes, long time before.
Yeah. Is our daughter in here?
Long, long, long time
before. Oh, yeah, she is. Look at there.
Is she in here?
Ariel's right in here.
Hi, Ariel.
That's because Heather called her out.
That's good.
Well, it's good.
We miss you, Ariel. How's it going?
Yeah,
she made it home 2 days.
California. Now, I read this morning and heard on the news, because I like to back up my sources, that California is going to extend their stay at home, I think, till August.
Oh.
Some shit like that.
Oh.
I appreciate everybody watching live on Facebook. We enjoy having you with us. We've got this new camera. We've got these new capabilities. Shayna's got her brand new glasses. It's worth going to the Facebook video.
I can see live. All you.
Just to see Shayna's beautiful face and her new glasses.
That's right.
So make sure you get over there and say hello.
That's great, man.
Thanks for being in the room.
Yeah. I know.
Christopher, Jennifer is in the room as well, which is nice. Okay. Now, we're not just sitting here jibber jabbing about all the people that are watching us.
We're going to
talk about this is one thing that I think is happening all over. All right.
Eating like kids.
Yep. Because the kids are home and they're not at school, which means the parents are buying the crap that the kids like to eat. So the kids want to eat the...
Where do you have it going live to? Is it on your page on Sean Swallow?
Sean Swallow and Swallow Nation.
It's in both places?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I shared it to both places.
Okay. Should be there.
I also shared it to this nudist group that I now follow.
Good.
Just so I can promote us there. Anyways, so you're buying all this stuff for your kids anyways that they're going to eat the cereal for the breakfast and the ding-dongs and the Twinkies and probably even snacks for lunches because now you're making lunches at home. You're still going to have that stuff in the house. Well, it's not just the kids are eating it. It turns out that the adults are eating it as well. A survey found 42% of us are purchasing more of this packaged crap and we are putting on weight. That's called the Corona 15.
Yeah, Corona 15.
Well, I like that because I feel included.
Well, I just started losing my Corona 15.
Well, you never actually got a Corona 15. You well, cut it off at the pass.
It started, and I noticed. Yeah, so like, I was like, fuck you, got Corona.
Corona 6 is it.
I ain't having that Corona on my ass.
Yeah, I'm going for the full 15 because I never went to college.
Oh, whatever.
And I never got to have that freshman
15. You're not.
So I thought I'd go ahead and go.
You're cut off.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah.
There's still ding-dongs up there.
No, they're not.
Well, I put one in the freezer. So I know there's at least one up there. But we are eating like kids because I bought ice cream sandwiches yesterday.
I don't know. Maybe.
And I never do that. Going to the store by myself. Shouldn't be left to my own devices.
Right. That's funny.
Well, what? What were you going to say? What were you going to say? Hi, Gaga. How are you? I got your email earlier. Waiting to hear back from you. You don't think that you've been affected by any of this buying crap?
Oh, no, we bought it. But what I'm saying is that I feel like it's the same as at Christmas time. You know, the kids are going to be home. So you stock up on all the crap and then it lingers because like we bought those ding dongs and Twinkies like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
But now it's just me and you. So they last.
Right.
I mean, out of granola bars before we're out of ding dongs and Twinkies anymore. You know what I mean? So I think that you go out and you stock your freezer because you know your kids are going to be home all damn day and they're going to want food. And so guess what? There's White Castles, there's pizzas, there's frozen burritos.
Oh, yes.
There's Totino's, pizza White rolls.
Castles. I forgot we had White Castles in the garage. What in the hell am I eating a salad for lunch for?
Because you're losing your Corona 15.
Yeah. And Bike MS is still going on. We're just doing it individually on our own and on the honor system. I'm up to 3,600 miles. So that's just a joke. It's only 3,000.
Ooh, no, zebra cakes. Those
so I'm still riding
good.
My bike. You know what I mean? I'm still going to be getting exercise on my bike.
Yeah.
Which gives me a little, you know, riding the bike a couple days a week. That burns right there 1,500 calories. If I can just keep from pigging out. And just vodka and maybe
that's what
a
I was
ding
gonna
dong.
Say. It's either the vodka or the ding dong.
Well, then ding dong who? Ding dong what?
Yeah, it's either the alcohol or that's the only form of carbs you can get.
My liver will freak out.
Right.
I can't do
if
that.
If you stopped drinking alcohol.
I can't do that to her.
Your liver, it would just be all ding dong at the door one day and it'd be your liver. Like, hey, Sean.
Yeah, like a psycho ex-girlfriend. That's why I call her her.
Did you break up with me?
Yeah, and she'd be punching me in my gut. Oh, bitch. I'm not coming back. And I'm like, okay, I'll be back.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry.
Jennifer on Facebook says that her poor child, I say that not because they're poor, but the poor, unfortunate child found out they're allergic to sugars. So that means maybe mom's going to also lose some weight coming up here in the future.
Who said that?
Jennifer Wells. I see a purge in the pantry.
In the household.
So what you got over
but
there?
There's
you got
sugar
some
ho-hos in everything,
and some
man. It's in
got
everything.
Some white bread.
It's in your bread.
It's in everything.
It's in potatoes.
I'm sorry to hear that for your daughter, Jennifer.
Me too.
Your son, whoever that is, your poor child. Because that would suck. That would be difficult. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just moving somewhere.
Yeah, stop.
That would be difficult for everyone in the family.
Everything is very gently placed. Now you gave me a weird buzz. Yep, absolutely.
Stop. Everything, that just messes with the dynamics of the whole family.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because, I don't know what to tell you, Shane. There, it went away.
Don't touch it.
Gee whiz. You made it.
You did it. You touch everything. Fiddle, fiddle,
Veronica
fiddle,
is willing to help come over and clean out Jennifer's cupboards. And that's kind of
that. It is kind.
That's a friend. That's a friend.
Take
right
a fall. Yeah. That's right. Falling on the right. Sword.
It's
yeah.
Stress eating.
Yeah. Stress eating. Yep. That's what I was saying. Mary Poppins is stress eating. Yes, Dina Joe. He is raising money for Bike MS.
I am raising money for Bike MS. I'll put up a link in this podcast. Plus, I'm going to start... definitely putting it on Facebook because we're only about 2 months away.
Yeah.
So I need to get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready. Ariel's not eating enough. Well, that's because you're a poor musician living on your own in California.
Yeah. Marlon is not here. I don't know if he had to work today.
I don't know either. Well, it's Wednesday. Yeah, he works. Him and I work the same
Nadia
day.
Has gained weight too, and she doesn't have kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true, man.
Excellent. I love your donations. Oh, Amita. Amita,
if you coworker can, Ted MS, right. You can donate to him.
Yeah. Get all your $5, friends $10, there at work. Any more you want. My team. I'm riding with Team Primal Denver Audi this year, which is pretty exciting. And Primal, they're the supplier of all of our gear, you know, I mean,
some of the
top cycling gear on the world.
Oh man, can I tell you what? If you are thinking about becoming a road cyclist,
any kind,
man, a bike rider, mountain biker, anything, you get your shorts from Primal.
Yeah.
They have the best butt cushion in the world.
Best butt cushion.
Yeah. Ever. And it is important when your ass is on that seat for a long time.
So important. Cause your taint, it hurts. My taint hurts.
You better make sure that your seat is in the right place.
They came up with that name because it's Team Primal, who is a supplier and manufacturer of bicycling goods. And they're teamed up with Denver Audi. So it's Primal Denver Audi.
Right. Primal Audi.
Primal Denver Audi.
Yeah.
It's Denver Audi.
Right.
It's Denver.
Denver. Audi.
Denver.
Don't forget the Denver. Nah,
it's not like.
Tesla. I thought it was Primal Audi. That's how they always talk about it.
They did.
Oh, now it's Primal Denver Audi because they outed all the other Audis and now it's just the Denver location.
Oh, I think the premier Audi got the bid. I have no idea.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't want
to. Well, then why are you talking about it?
I know the name is Denver Audi. Something. I know that much. I know the name.
We'll talk
and like all of a sudden you want me to tell you where they originated from the name.
Yeah.
Origin.
Duh. Where are you going now?
I'm not doing anything. This does
laugh. Yes, it does.
But you're making me paranoid about the information that I'm giving.
Well, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So, anyways, please, if you would like to ride a bike with us.
Yeah, Dina Joe, check it out.
Ride.
The nice thing, Dina Joe, is that you can even, at some of these bike shops, I got a pair of little underwear that I can wear under any pair of shorts, and they have a butt pad in them, and man, they help so much.
So versatile.
They are.
Yeah.
You gotta protect your little hiney.
I know, and it works. That's called the chamois.
Yeah, your little hiney.
And then I use the butt butter
butt as well. Butter.
You put
you
that
need
in
the butt
there,
butter.
And that stops chafing.
It does, but you wanna know something else that really helps? This is, seems crazy, but when you're done at the end of the day of your ride and your taint or your little hoo-ha down there is all swollen and sore,
which it will be,
take a little of that triple antibiotic ointment
orally
with extra strength
in
it and rub
mouth
it down there. Man, it makes it feel better.
It does, especially if you have someone else rub it on there for you.
I know. That does help.
I know it does.
These are little biking secrets.
Yes, they
just
are.
A little FYI
little
for
secrets.
Y'all.
Just little secrets.
Just a little tiny one.
So that'll be fun. Bike MS is going to be fun. I'm going to get out and ride. I'm going to get buff again. Might do some pushups.
Oh, she's a Diamondback.
Oh, a Diamondback.
Yeah.
A road biker.
Heather sent you something in Messenger.
Yep. But I'm not going to touch any devices. I got Facebook Live going over here so I can stay in touch with those folks.
You'll have to look
at
a minute.
I'm not opening any more windows on this poor little computer. We're right at the edge of its RAM. Okay.
Working it so hard.
How lonely are single people right now? It's been, 6 weeks, 8 weeks now since they've had the touch of another stranger inside a nightclub. Maybe a quick kiss goodnight from a strange first date.
Poor
that you'll
people
never see again.
I feel bad for people.
Well, what's been great about this isolation.
People, you're going to see them start hugging trees and stuff.
A lot of women. Men and women, but mostly women, they're on their computers looking for men, and they're able to take surveys because you're just sitting at your computers, you're on your phone. What else you got to do? Take some surveys, right? What do women like? What's your favorite color? What do women look for in a man? They surveyed 1,100 women and they asked them, what are the qualities they desired in a man most?
I don't know.
Okay. And they came up with the top three.
What are they?
They want a man who's educated. They want a man who's a hard worker. And they want a gentleman. Now, two of those three things do not go together. Can you guess which one I think they are? I'm going to, just in the room, you've got a man that's educated, man that's a hard worker, and a man that's a real gentleman. Okay? So, which of those two... One just doesn't fit. Only two of those go together.
Which two?
I'm asking you.
You think the gentleman and the education go together?
I think you've got a better chance of having the gentleman and the education together than the gentleman or the education and the hard worker.
Huh.
I think you got a better chance. I could be wrong because I'm not an educated person, but I'm a hard worker. And I'll get my hands busted and bloody and I'll get calluses and you know what I mean? So I think a guy who's been to Yale or Stanford might not want to come out and has a, you know what I mean, a master's degree in buttholery.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a gentleman.
Well, that doesn't mean he's going to be a gentleman.
You have a master's degree in buttholery. Why are you going to be nice?
Exactly. And so he's
Zachary.
Zachary. And he's very less likely to go out and build your shed for you because he doesn't want to get his hands.
I think it is really just all about perspective.
I'm thinking maybe women should just pick one. You either want one, a guy that's educated. You want a guy that's a hard worker because then he'll work hard for you. Or you want someone who's a gentleman. And if he's got a couple extra ones in there, that's a bonus, right?
Can I change mine to I want a guy with potential?
Veronica's not buying it. You just want a guy with potential?
Yeah, because then he can potentially become any of those things.
Ah, that's a good point.
Or all.
Potential does lead to a lot of potential.
Right?
The worst qualities in a man, which is really bad right now for all men on the planet, is they don't want a man who's drunk.
What? So, when did they take this survey?
They took this survey on the just a couple days ago.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Well, that's why it's in there, because they're all drunk. So whatever woman wrote up that survey is mad at her husband. And he, please, fucking sober up a little bit.
Give me a break, please.
That's funny.
What?
It just makes me laugh. That's funny.
What do you think? Should we host a dance? Maybe we should host like a cigar party after this is all over.
Oh, sure.
Because we could do that in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Just a way to get people together.
Potential is no good without motivation.
Ouch.
Sometimes you do have to keep them motivated.
Oh, Jess Duck.
But we all need that.
Well,
yeah.
I
want a man that's not lazy.
I am potentially motivated on occasion with a small education, and I'm polite as hell. Bitches.
I don't know.
I think I am.
That's funny.
Guys, we all think the same. You know what? We're all exactly the same. We're just different variations of the same
dude
piece of fruit.
Nah,
dude,
that's
fruit.
Not true.
Yes, yeah, some are better. Would you shock yourself?
No.
Some are better tasting and, you know, better pieces of fruit. They're not as many bruises. They're not as prickly, maybe. They don't mind being in a bowl with other fruit. You know? And then some fruit are just bad fruit. And you're like, oh, this fruit is bad.
So I don't know.
You pass on that fruit.
I guess. I guess that's one way to look at it. I guess that's one way to look
when
at
we
it.
We have a single daughter, and we have a lot of single female friends who say that dudes are hard to come by.
Dudes are hard to come by. That's what I thought. We should have a single mixer.
Brian Lotka is watching right
now.
We
have so many people.
Hi, Brian Lotka.
Hi, Brian. We have so many people right now that are single and lonely, men and women alike. But man, you know what I think they should almost have to do is start out blindfolded.
Well, that's like that stupid show on Netflix. Love is Blind?
No, I haven't watched that show, so I'm not going to compare it to that at all.
All right, okay.
Because I haven't seen it, so I have no point of reference. But I do say that sometimes people get caught up, right, on their own hangups. Like, we had a friend of ours who he used to always say, oh, I have to have a spinner. I need a spinner. I need a spinner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, girl to spin on his dick.
He wanted a spinner.
And it was like, dude, what? Why? What in your mind do you think? Well, you're crazy that you think you even have a chance with a chick like that. Chicks
what qualifies
like that.
You?
Listen, chicks that you can spin on your dick don't date dudes like you. I mean, that's what you want to say. And it's
right,
like
right.
You're missing it. But then he stopped thinking that way.
Right.
Met his wife.
He did. He did.
Just that thing. It's like you got to get past that hang up.
Not to say that she wasn't a spinner. I mean, I don't know for sure how they work their things like out.
My guy's stuck in a tree. Well, we need to go shake that tree.
He's stuck up in a tree, literally? No. Or he just can't. She just can't find it.
Amita watched Love is Blind. We have to watch it. Maybe we'll watch it today.
And did you like Love is Blind? Because we never watched those dating shows either. And we watched Too Hot to Handle.
And that was a good one.
On Netflix, which is where they're all on a beach, a bunch of horny teenagers, 20-somethings, and they can't have sex.
Right.
And that was really good.
Right.
We might have to watch it.
I don't know.
Stacey's watching. Mandy Williams, how are you?
What's up, Mandy?
That's good to see you, Lisa. How are you? And Andrea. Brian, it's good to see you again. We need to get together. Go out and ride our hogs together. I mean,
Too Hot was good. So is Love is Blind as good as Too Hot to Handle?
Ariel really said that she enjoyed
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. And I guess it levels that playing field. It puts you on a place where you don't have looks to rely on for your sole reason to be with someone.
Well, listen.
Now, the problem I have with it is there was no ugly people on there.
I wonder how everyone is feeling right now with what's it called when you're so high maintenance girlfriends?
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How get them high maintenance girlfriends looking without being maintained every week?
I never even thought about that, because why the hell put on foundation and eyelashes if you're not leaving the house?
What about those girls who don't have eyebrows until they color them in?
They grew them back during quarantine.
Now they're big bushy like the 80s.
No, they were able to trim them.
Yeah, they are all good looking. And you need to have a better mix, you know? Oh, someone said hi to you on there. Jen on
hi.
Facebook.
Who? Jen.
Jen Musser.
Hi. What's up, Jen? How are you?
That's what it looks like. I don't know. I just think it should be more equal, you know, a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more equal, a little bit better. Well, I think that...
You could have
struck a chord there. Something I've just thought about.
What?
Because you don't think about those women that every day they have that hour, 2 hour regiment. They get up in the morning because they're going to work, and so they have to put on their entire face and their eyelashes,
right?
And the eyebrow.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched Ariel do her makeup.
The whole thing,
and it's a sponge with a padded layer, and another sponge with a padded layer, and another sponge with a padded layer.
Stripe this way, and then another stripe this way.
They should randomly select people from dating apps. You know who they should select are the ones who get swiped left the most.
Which way's left?
I don't know. Whatever way is the throwaway.
Oh, probably left for loser.
Yeah,
the hot loser. I've never swiped. I've never been on Tinder. I've seen Tinder. I mean, I've looked over people's shoulders as they Tindered.
Yeah.
And swiped and swiped. Yeah, they should just randomly pick a left swiper.
Yeah.
A left swipe.
Yeah. Just pick them up and run with it.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Love
you know?
Is Blind is pretty good. Awesome. Yeah.
So, Nadia, I'd be weary of your ex.
Never get back with an ex. Now, we have someone in the room who just recently has gotten back with their ex. I don't know if that person would like to give us an update, because it is kind of hard to rekindle a relationship during a
coronavirus
social distancing situation. But
yep.
Who knows? Everyone thinks dudes are insecure. Yes, we're talking about you. GB, would you disagree that dudes are insecure, or is it just a handful of dudes, or in your opinion, where is that motivated from? I feel like dudes are insecure when it comes to women.
Listen, both sex are insecure when it comes to both sex. You know, women are insecure when it comes to men. Men are insecure when it comes to women. I mean, that's just how it goes. And no one ever.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
Oh, right.
So the makeup is a way to help cover up insecurities
for women.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah, because listen, I have a little pocket knife. I can put makeup on there. Nadia.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I felt I had to call in.
Oh, wonderful.
Share my experience.
Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me? I'm driving. Can you hear me?
Oh,
well.
Yeah, yes. We can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. I'm actually leaving my boyfriend's house, and I'm going back to my apartment. It's 2.5 hours away.
Oh,
are you
breaking
up?
That's a long ways.
I don't know, because we have been breaking up for the past few months, going back and forth. And it's since January, maybe February, we've been, you know, tying any loose ends between us. We were working on being friends, and then the quarantine happened. And yeah, you get lonely. And I said, you know, he hasn't been anywhere, and I hadn't been anywhere. So we quarantined together, and we
See?
Wow. And so you rekindled your relationship.
We did, yes. And he's so much. I asked him, like, what happened? Why a change of mind? You want to get back together? And because he's been so great. Everything that I complained about him, he's been like on. Checking off.
Wow.
Well, stepping up.
Maybe this gave him a little glance into his future.
Well, perspective. I mean, he could get sick and he could lose you at any time over a
petty thing.
Yeah, a flu.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I had already made plans in my mind. I'm planning. I converted. I'm starting to convert my Traverse into a living van and travel.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That's what happened to me, but everything was closed. Like, okay, you know what? The coronavirus happened, and I said, it's now or never, baby, because I'm 47 years old. I was married for 23 years. I raised three little girls. I'm single. I'm like, I need to get started with my life now.
No shit.
Exactly. Time is fleeting.
Yeah, so I wanted to take off. I still do. I actually already packed. I'm going to start maybe in about a week, but we're stood together. He wants to work it out. I said, okay, but, you know.
Is he going to go travel with you?
No, he's a homebody. He doesn't go anywhere. That's one of the reasons why we broke up.
Uh-oh. Yeah, see? But right now, you are forced to be a homebody.
Right.
So it's like that's the compromise right there, is that you're forced to stay home. What's going to happen when you're like, I'm out of here, baby?
Yes. Like right now, I told him, you know, I did come. I took off one of the seats of the Traverse.
Yeah.
So
my God.
I'm so sorry. I have a puppy with me.
Okay. That's fine.
He climbed out of my lap.
That's okay.
So you made it a one-person vehicle.
Yes. I mean, I did make room in the front where my office is because I started a homeschool online program.
Wow.
So in the back of, I mean, it's so cool. I'm trying to load it up on Instagram and I'm taking off. I feel like I think we compromise a lot of who we are growing up as an adult.
Yes.
As a mom, as a woman, as a daughter, and a wife, especially.
Especially. Like rediscover your entire self now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good for you. So where are you starting out from and where you think you're heading to?
Well, I'm starting from San Antonio, Texas. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. I want to visit the legal states, of course, Colorado, California.
Of course. Well, you'll have to come to the podcast. You'll come to the studio when you come through Denver.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Great.
You can come sit right here with us. We'll get you all acclimated with Colorado.
With the legalness of Colorado.
I love it. Yes, I can't wait to get there. I'm hoping that I'll get there probably around September.
Oh, very fun.
So you're kind of just going on a pot run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's close right now. You know, every day is going to be a blank slate.
Yeah, that's the best. Fun.
I have another friend that's doing that as well, that she did the exact same thing. She's like, I'm tired of men taking me places and telling me where I can and can't go. I'm leaving.
Exactly. So I'm walking about.
She quit her job and she left right before the pandemic and probably like maybe October.
Yeah. Luckily, she landed, I think, at her sister's house before she got locked down.
So you never know. But good for you. Get out there and do your thing. It's your turn.
Absolutely. And if he wants to be with you, he better compromise and get out of his home.
Get out of that tree.
That's right.
Actually, that's what I told him. I'm leaving it, whether you go with me or not.
Good for you. Good for you.
And we'll just figure it out.
You want to know the crazy thing is if he decides not to go with you, you could actually meet the person you're supposed to be with out there.
Sure could.
Having an adventure. You know, you put it out there, you speak it out there, manifest it, and good things happen.
You need to make sure you get some sage.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get you the right rocks and stones in that vehicle for you for protection and good energy. Oh, yeah, you need to get that van, that Traverse, you need to get her blessed.
That's right.
Definitely. I'll keep you guys updated.
You will. Keep us updated. That'd be great.
Well, thank you, guys.
Hey, yeah. You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll follow you around in your adventures.
Oh, and don't forget, probably want to get a handgun.
Right.
Yes, I did think about that. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Just those something small that you know how to handle and you're comfortable with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm excited.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can keep your mask.
You should feel prepared.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Oh, I can't wait to get an update from you in the future.
All right. Bye.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Hey, look at there. That's a fan on the road is what you'd call that.
That's fun.
Look at how cool that would be.
That's exciting. We should do that.
We should.
Let's go on Walkabout.
Let's go.
That's what I think of it.
Those kids of ours will pay this rent in this place.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll keep it for us. They'll trash it.
They would love it.
Yeah, they'll trash it for sure. But
nah.
They would love it. We could go. Where would you go? The first place. If we get in a car, we had a loaded van right here. Where's the first place you would go? I already know me.
Where?
I asked you first.
I don't know. There's so many. I would go to Oregon. I'd go to Canada.
Not yet. The very first stop. Like, we're going to go to the very first thing.
I don't know. I don't have one. The gas station.
Oh, my word.
Where?
Yellowstone.
Oh, Yellowstone.
I want to see Old Fucking Faithful.
I just saw somewhere that some lady fell into the geyser.
Yeah. And they just cooked
while it was closed.
Yeah, she snuck in and went in there to look at it.
And fell in.
And fell in.
And she died?
Well, yeah, you don't live from a geyser.
No, I would imagine it's a scene like when they open the Ark of the Covenant in Indiana Jones and your skin just begins to melt off of you. You know,
that's exactly what I kind of think.
Yeah. Now, Veronica wants to know if we hike. Sometimes we want to hike more. But we don't know where to hike.
And I have not found the right Crocs to hike in. So that's what's holding me back is the Crocs situation.
The Crocs thing.
Yeah. Once we get that squared away, we're good to go. That's I like hiking. I do.
I like hiking.
You know, it's walking uphill on uneven surfaces. I'd much rather mountain bike up the hill myself.
Yeah.
Than hike it. But I like nature walks.
Sure.
I don't like walks on the beach. Well, I do maybe barefoot.
You like them on the beach.
I like them barefoot.
If there's a little pool of water that you can wash all of the sand off of you.
I have to stay.
And get no more sand on you after that.
Stay right on the water's edge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like Mary. She says Mexico. But for me, I would love to just learn more about my own freaking country. There's so much in our country that I've never experienced or seen because I never went anywhere as a kid. I never even went to the fucking mountains. So I want
until we got together.
I want to go to Yellowstone.
Right.
And then I would work my way straight west and then up Pacific Northwest across Canadian border and hit like stuff there and maybe work your way down Route 55. Something like
that'd be fun.
Something. It'd be amazing to see the small towns that have been shut down.
I want to go see the waterfalls.
The waterfalls. Where are the waterfalls?
Yeah. She says there. Stanton State Parks has waterfalls.
Yeah.
10 miles round trip. Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's not too bad.
I can do 10 miles.
I've done 10 miles.
Mary Poppins needs to vent about her boss. What do you do when you have a nasty, nasty, snooty, snotty bitch?
Well, take it from the words of my friend, Dolly Parton. Woke up in the morning and click, start ticking. cops start taking folks like me on a job from 9 to 5. String his ass up.
Yeah.
Put him in his chair. And then you swing him, swing him with a rope around his legs. I do love Pine,
Colorado. We go there a lot, Veronica.
Did he come on to you? Did he try and feel you up?
No, it's a woman.
Did she try to feel you up?
A nasty, snotty bitch.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah. Mary's going gray from it. You know what I do? I'm a heap the coals on their head type.
I love
person.
Pine, Colorado.
You know, I'm a heap the hot coals on their head.
Kindness.
Yeah.
Kill them with kindness.
I do nice things and kind things.
I'm
pray
so
for them
sick of that
because
shit.
I don't want any of that coming off on me. So they can just keep that nastiness all to themselves.
Yeah, but isn't that just being PC? How can we just get over that shit and you just tell, hey, bitch, you got a problem with me?
Well, I also do that too.
Fix your toes.
You have a breaking point where you do need to call it out and say something.
But
I also do it like
you.
This. Are you really going to talk to me in that
That's
tone?
That's true. Make her feel condescender and say,
yeah.
Oh my God, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. Pray with a karma doll. I have no idea. I know the whole turn the other cheek and be kind and all
but
that.
But sometimes you do have to call people out because sometimes people are just shitty and they just think that they can be shitty to everybody.
Right.
And then when you say, hey, man, stop being shitty to me, then they do. They stop because yeah. They're like, wow.
Right, right.
You said something
know.
To me. You know?
They have no idea. Just want to hit Veronica real quick. From our front door to our campsite in Pine that we go to, it's 41 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We know Pine.
Yeah, we love Pine.
Yeah, beat the shit out of her. Oh, no.
Oh, she used to work at the Come and Go. We drive by there all the time.
Oh, the Come and Go.
It goes back and forth.
Kill her
right?
with kindness. That's what Josie says. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I get that whole thing. It's just, why? Why does the little guy but got to be kind?
Right.
But then again, I said a thing to the guy at the post office about wearing a mask and the dude chased me down the road in his
yep.
car and waited for me, tried to beat me up.
Yep.
So I don't know what the answer is, Mary. Find a new job.
Right.
No, there'll be a bitch there.
There's
They're
always
everywhere.
A bitch everywhere.
Assholes.
There's always one everywhere. And what do you do? You know? What do you do? That's the tough one.
You know, they really changed that Come and Go, I think. Quite a bit. And they added a little shopette right there. And that's where the new Division of Wildlife is at, the Forest Service. Because that's where I had to go get the permit. And remember when I used to go buy permits, it was a little bit closer down to Conifer?
No, I think the Come and Go she's talking about is the one that stands all by itself.
No, that used to stand all by itself.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I think now they added a shopping center there. And that's where I went to get Christmas tree permits, which we're going to do again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're doing that this year.
Mary, I don't know what to tell you about your busy boss. I would say buy her a gift, you know, give
right.
her a present
right.
and say, listen, you seem stressed.
Right. You seem really stressed
You're coming
out.
Off.
And I thought you could use this bag of Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
And you just keep doing that every week until her pants don't fit.
Exactly. And you just heap that kindness right on her ass.
Yeah.
Something
there's a liquor
like
store
that.
Now.
You know,
that's the one.
Maybe bring her a small bottle of wine or something, unless she's not like that into that.
Buy her a joint and a dildo.
Yeah, join the dildo.
I love it. I love it. They're leasing out, changing ownership.
Yeah, so I was right.
Yep, you're right.
You know, something like that. Gave her a glitter pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how did that work out? Did she enjoy the glitter pillow?
No, she's still being a bitch.
Well, get her some alcohol. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I would get her alcohol too. You alcohol. Seem stressed.
Yeah, you seem stressed. And
here
you,
is a bottle of vodka.
And if you're not, then
you
seem like
just
you need a
drinking.
Drink. Yeah, you might be having the DTs.
Yeah, right. You might need more help than what I can give you.
Exactly.
That's a bummer, though. It's just sucky when you hate who you work with.
It sure is.
That just makes your life long.
It's like a cold bitch mother just hanging around your neck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The whole time.
And you just want to choke the thoughts out of your brain.
Oh, it's cold down here.
Well, it's the basement. Ballpark and eat some peanuts, get them stuck in between our teeth.
Oh, we got
Wonder
choppy.
Why you found them two later 2 weeks. What? When did we get choppy?
Just right now, Classy said. Oh.
We're back.
We're back. Oh, we're live. See?
It's because you're
back.
Always clicking around everywhere.
You know what it is? It's my excessive clicking, Shayna. I'm a heavy
I've
clicker.
I've been saying that.
I'm a heavy clicker, but you know what? When it goes choppy, everyone goes, oh, no.
I need more.
And then when we come back, they get that. Oh. So
everything is right.
What I'm doing is I'm creating tension and release. That's a little trick I learned in the bedroom.
Oh, really?
What about a bunch of people getting let out of jail? That's just going to happen. They're not sick. Let them out. No, baseball is going to start back up. They're saying that we're going to maybe get an 82 game regular season down from the traditional 162 games, which would be nice. Be fun. I would love to get a chance to sing the national anthem at another baseball game.
Well, why don't you reach out?
I have reached out and it's submitted, but right now, they're not taking submittance because they don't even know if there's going to be a baseball season.
Oh.
You know?
There's not. There's not going to be one. Because, listen, what? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
What? The Perona?
Yeah.
The Perona?
The Perona.
Did you see the ice cream shop parlor girl on Cape Cod that got in trouble? Let's see. The 17-year-old employee was met by an unyielding verbal assault with some of the most vulgar and disgusting words ever hurled at her because she told someone they had to have a mask on. Now, I heard the woman slapped the girl, but apparently she just unleashed assault of words upon her. Well, a GoFundMe was started. $30,000, which someone would cuss me out. I get a GoFundMe for a damn dude who chased me down a road, made me poop my pants.
Gave you a little stress. Maybe you're gonna have a little post traumatic stress disorder.
There you go. Well, yeah.
You know,
of course. The dude chased me in his car. That was scary. Because he could kill me. You don't know.
No, you don't.
You don't know people.
You don't.
He was so angry.
Over what, too? What exactly are you angry over?
He was so angry for some reason. I don't see what Josie's talking about. Oh, Josie.
That's it.
Josie, this is what you want to get reported on Facebook for. This picture of boobs.
That's what my sister looks like.
You just made me look at.
I have a sister who resembles that.
They don't make a bologna roll that big around for me to give you an idea of what I'm looking at on Facebook on Swallow Nation. You got to join the group. It may not be there for very long.
That's like a watermelon in a balloon. It's hanging there.
That's a big watermelon.
Holy yeah, they get big. I love it.
That's Josie's boobs in 20 years. Josie,
no
don't
way,
put
sister.
That on you.
We'll start you GoFundMe.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, if a teenager can get 30 grand for being called
you know what?
A bitch.
I feel like Marlon knows a guy. Marlon does that really nice cosmetic stitch. So
he does do a nice stitch.
Yeah.
That is horrible. This is where
you
want to be.
I love it.
This is the picture.
This is where you want to be when Jesus comes back.
This is
you want to be post nasty pictures of Swallow Nation Joseph. Is that what I want to be?
Oh my
God. I hope so, because we're all there right there with you.
Wow.
That's great.
I can't stop looking. All right, I'm going to stop. I suggest you go to Swallow Nation.
And take
and
a peeky peek.
Have a peek.
If you haven't joined the nation.
Yeah, join the nation.
Now you
or,
can.
But you know
but
what?
Don't get offended by
this
what's
might keep
posted
people
in there.
From joining.
Yeah, maybe. Not my problem.
I think the issue is that they don't actually look like boobs. So I think they're fine.
I think they're fine, too.
I don't think they're going to. If you had just put an eye.
You could almost pick those up and flip them over her head.
Oh, they go over her shoulders.
Yeah,
sure.
They might break her neck.
Yeah.
But they will go up there.
For sure.
Yeah, Josie's causing laughter. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love all these people we hang out with.
I do too.
I'm glad we came on earlier today. Tomorrow we're going to be on with a lady who we do some shows with, some fashion shows with, Juliana's Wardrobe.
A local model.
No, she's a designer.
Local designer who works with models.
Yes. Well, she does really great stuff. I mean, her line, like she has a vintage line where she will restore old wedding dresses or repurpose them to make them something else. It's pretty neat. And so now she's been making gowns for hospitals and other things for hospitals. So we're going to talk to her tomorrow at around the same time to see how it's going for her.
How it's and going for her. Because she's, you know, we're all just trapped in their workshops.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling she's busy.
Yeah.
Making things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. That'd be horrible. I hope you're not working because if you'd beat your pants at work, how are you going to answer that? That's
super funny, right? I sat in a Coke.
I sat in an old lady's chair. Oh, wait, you can't even say that because you're closed.
Oh, I know. When they open back up, do you think we can get a room up there, Josie?
I don't know.
Get us a room. We need a hotel stay.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this house. Aren't you?
Well, I guess so.
We need to get out of the workroom.
Yeah.
That's the main thing is that we're just
in the workroom.
But then again, you got another order today for 15.
And for Saturday.
Order for 20. Mm-hmm. And so we need a field trip, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, field trip.
We need a camping
trip. Nick Hinton. Hey, Nick. We need to have Nick on here.
I need to have Nick tattoo me on the podcast.
Oh.
Live on the podcast.
Is he still tattooing?
I have no idea.
Or is he just doing art?
But I got a lot of empty leaves.
He makes the most amazing art.
I got a lot of empty leaves up here, up all up in here.
You don't have a lot. You have like three.
Well.
But that's kind of his thing.
Four, five.
No.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Maybe six.
Well.
And I think I need a swallow bird incorporated in it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Somewhere in there?
Somewhere. Maybe in my ditch so that I pay for not getting a swallow bird until I was 50 years old.
Yeah.
I deserve the pain.
You deserve it.
Such an idiot.
Nick says yes.
What an idiot.
Mm-hmm. You have to reach out to him and talk to him about that because that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to just have him come on here and talk about all of his art.
Oh, my gosh.
He makes some amazing, beautiful art.
Amazing. That's what we're about. Exposing artists, people, witches.
Ooh, Mary Poppins, we should do breakfast again.
Breakfast.
We should do breakfast.
We do. Again. We need to go do a lunch or something at Garbanzo's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Raimi's Garbanzo. Yeah,
up north. No, in the Highlands.
In the Highlands. Yeah,
that's close to downtown.
Yeah, it's right off of downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fun area. We could do a bike thing.
And then we should come up with some other friends who have restaurants that need that happening too. And we can go out and help them too.
Yeah, that would be fun.
We need a bike thing, but you can't really, you want to do like a cruiser bike thing, not a major bike thing.
Well, yeah, no, it's got to be a cruise run.
Yeah, but nothing's open yet to do that.
The trails.
Unless we could like set it up in the house or in the neighborhood. And then you go like from, like we could go from here and cruise over to Jen and Eric's house and have a drink.
All right.
And then cruise over from there to Danielle's house because they live over there.
Oh, yeah.
And have a drink. We can even get Jeff's on the way by.
You know, Jeff's for a shot.
Everyone in the neighborhood.
That's a great
idea. Maybe we set up a cruise like that.
Hit Marlin's and then hit our house.
Yeah.
That's a quick ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea because I know there's more. There's closet fans here in the neighborhood. We could get Karen.
Oh, yeah.
I bet involved.
Oh, Karen. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a poker bicycle run just right inside the
even
neighborhood.
Even the Strattons, we could probably get to participate.
Oh, you know it.
We know a lot of neighbors.
We are very friendly with our neighbors.
You guys should know your neighbors.
Yeah.
Neighbors. Nick says, thanks, guys.
Are you kidding?
Nick. We love you, Nick.
Yeah.
Love you.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
But just an excuse to get together and drink. That's what we're looking for.
Well, it might not meet the socially distancing standards because everyone would like come and meet here.
Well, yeah,
we cruise. But then you could pick a different neighborhood. Like if you knew a lot of neighbors in your area, we could come bring our bikes and ride your neighborhood.
What we could do is go to any neighborhood.
Any neighborhood.
And then just start knocking on doors, man. Hey, we're cruising. You got any
drinks?
We should
start a new adult thing for the cruisers.
Yes.
You put like a martini glass or something in your window.
Oh, brilliant. So if you're a swinger.
A picture of a shooter bottle.
Right. You get the white rock if you're a swinger.
Right.
If you're family, you get the teddy bears and the hearts.
Right.
If you're a drinker. You put the martini glass.
You get the martini glass.
Oh, man.
You're Christian. You get the cross.
You get the cross.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. What do witches get?
You could do a
martini glass.
You could do a beer bottle, whatever.
Well, yeah, just an alcohol thing.
Yeah, even if you're just handing out little Jello shots.
Oh, Jello shots are something, fun,
right?
I've been experimenting with Jello shots lately, people, and it's been a rough go. Just like I experimented with pickled eggs.
And well, that's because you're trying to make them wrong. So thick and hard.
Well, yeah, I want to make them so you can finger them, you know, hold them. So you don't have to get the cut.
Did you see Josie's video of you making out with her doorbell?
I did see that, Josie.
That was funny.
And did you see how many other people invited me to come lick their door now?
I know. Yeah. Wait, that's a new thing, too.
Yeah. So I'm going to be making...
Send us your address in the email, and yeah, you never know when you might get one on
Instant
yours.
Instant message me, and at any point, I could be licking your ring, just like we did Josie, or I did. And I think I've licked Jen and Eric's as well.
You did.
I didn't actually lick it.
Nah,
it was more of a...
Made it look like
I got
that.
Really close, but there was no...
I think you did the truffle shuffle on Jen and Eric's.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did do that. You know what? There's no telling what you might get. Josie got the lick, and they got the shuffle.
Yep.
Somebody else might get a full moon rising.
I love it. Well, I love it.
With a little satellite off the side.
I have a phone call that I have to make here pretty soon.
You do? Like a
conference
call?
For the show for tomorrow, yes.
Oh, you have a setup call?
I do.
Whoa.
So I'm going to have to go.
All right. You need to share their shuffle. No one, she's not sharing my shuffle. I'm sure. I don't think she's here right now, which is good.
She listens.
Well, I'm sure that shuffle video is long.
No.
Because it's got to reset.
She saved it in her Sean file.
No.
With all of your Snapchat photos.
Where I look like a woman.
Where you look like Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Snapchat filters. So does Instagram, Facebook filters. They all think I'm an old lady. I don't know why. But they do. They all think I'm an old lady, which is really nice of them.
It's funny.
It's not funny. I'd rather they thought I was a puppy dog. Some people use those filters and they look at Mary Poppins.
Your mom put up a picture of herself the other day.
Oh,
and you
God.
Said, oh, my God, that's what I'm going to look like when I get older.
What was that? Swap my face to the old one. You held those two up together, and that was the same freaking person.
Yeah, that's what your mom's going to look like when she gets older.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to look like. She's already older.
I love it.
She's already older.
Older than that. She'd be older in the picture you took on Snapchat.
Oh, right. Yeah. I look great.
That's funny.
All right, guys. Have a good day. We love you.
You going to play some music?
I'm going to play some music.
It's so great. It's his show, you know. He does all of it, but he always forgets everything.
That boob threw me off.
Those boobs are still on your phone.
I've forgotten everything. I don't even know what I'm doing.
That's so funny.
It's not funny. It's not nice to do to people. All right, Mary Poppins, have a great day. Josie, thank you guys so much for being here. Nadia, Gaga.
Gaga!
Classy little cupcake.
Gaga,
just
talk to your lady about some fabric for me.
Lady Bird, Heather, no nonsense.
Yes, thank you guys. We love you all. We hope you have a wonderful hump day.
All right, Dave, Gaga, I did get your email. So you just let us know when you get in touch with her, okay?
Yeah.
And if not, it's no problem.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Totally fine. Goodbye, guys.
Bye-bye, friends. Love you. Miss you guys so much.
Goodbye.
Oh, up
goodbye.
There.
I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.